for WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Activists are warning that climate change is destroying the earth, and tens of thousands of them took to the streets of Manhattan on Sunday. They were among demonstrators around the world urging policymakers to take quick action. Organizers say more than 100,000 marched in New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio said that he felt history was being made.
My sense is the energy you see on the streets, the numbers that have amassed here and in other cities around the world suggest something bigger is going on.
And young people are worried about the planet. Chris is from Washington Heights.
I want to be on the radio station because I feel like this is a great opportunity to promote something positive for our environment. And it starts with all of us.
Patricia from Brooklyn is only 17 years old and already fears for her future children.
We want to change the world. We want to be like, we want to have a healthier planet. We want to have a future for our kids.
Victoria is from Queens.
Well, I say that we should all just come out here and support the world and end pollution.
Yerma from the Bronx is marching with other students.
Yeah, I come from High School for Law and Public Service, and I'm marching because I feel like I want to be able to grow old. I want to be able to experience what like my grandpas could, but I feel like we're not getting there because of the pollution that we're causing.
But where did you learn that? When, how did you get to feel that?
Well, I started seeing it a long time ago, but it wasn't that much. Like, we started to get global warming, and I just got conscious. Like, somebody came up to me and was like, oh, our planet is dying. And that's how I came. Like, I want to support this. I want us to have a life.
Addie came to New York City from Pennsylvania. She carries a sign which says, wake up and smell the permafrost.
Permafrost is essentially a layer in the Arctic of frozen soil that contains a lot of natural gas, or greenhouse gases, rather. And so this layer has been frozen for thousands and thousands of years. And now with global warming melting this permafrost, you're getting a large release of methane and other greenhouse gases that we know are very bad for us.
Where do we go when there's no more ice and snow? One planet, where do we go when there's no more ice and snow? One planet.
Oscar is from Philly. He's a student at the University of Pennsylvania.
I'm a senior and I'm writing my thesis. I'm in the environmental science department, and I'm writing a thesis on Tangier Island, which is an island in the Chesapeake Bay that is suffering severe erosion and is in a really bad way, much like hundreds of islands around the world. So I'm marching for them.
A woman in a group from Andover, Massachusetts holds a sign that reads, Grandparents for the Future.
I really would love to see a healthy, happy planet for our grandchildren to grow up in, one that's not changed by climate change.
Young people from the Junior Sick Coalition from New Jersey to Queens gathered at the march. They are passionate about climate change. Viv Preep Kaur is from Brooklyn. She says the group wants to make SICKS a big part of the fight for climate change because she said it's their legacy.
To take care, to serve our Mother Earth, our communities, our neighbors, our friends. It's in our religious doctrines that we are here to serve. We are here to stand up for any injustices. And climate change is a big, big injustice that affects every single life on this earth. So I believe that's why we are here gathered in a big number to show that SICKS are here to show their support and SICKS are here to fight for this justice.
Bobby Kennedy is senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council. He's chief prosecuting attorney for the Hudson Riverkeeper and president of Waterkeeper Alliance. He asks whether we are going to provide our children with the same opportunities for dignity, prosperity, and good health in communities which our parents gave us.
Are we going to leave them a wasteland? Are we going to cave in to the forces, the Koch brothers, the apocalyptical forces of ignorance and greed, and let them enrich themselves by impoverishing everybody else on the planet? And the only thing between us and them is a lot of people and public concerns and public intensity, and that's why this kind of demonstration is important.
On Tuesday, more than 120 world leaders will convene for the United Nations Climate Summit. It's aimed at galvanizing political will for a new global climate treaty by the end of 2015. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
Oh.